It takes us back to the days of when public education was prorated, and the state, you know, didn't manage finances very well. I don't believe that this was the intent of the evidence-based funding, but when we changed leadership in Springfield and they have an agenda, and he waited until year two to really push this, and it's unfortunate that public education is even tied to it, because it's disappointing that in one breath you talk about the importance and the value of education, and then you talk in the next breath about, well, we're going to hold $150 million back unless this progressive tax is passed.